Some people dream of traveling around the world. Others want to bring the world to their native village. In this week's edition of Panorama, we meet three Czechs who have all made their dreams come true, or almost. And Daniela Lazarová stays with us for that.
Two-year-old Petr Ondráček from the town of Mokra has been working hard on making his dream come true these last 17 years. He has spent every spare moment building a sailboat which would take him on a trip around the world. A scientist by profession, Petr is an experienced sailor, has sailed the open seas and is active in water sports, doing both canoeing and water slalom on a professional level. Although his boat has an engine, Petr wants to use only the sails on his round-the-world trip and break the record set by Robin Knox Johnson, who achieved it in 313 days back in 1969. He has been actively preparing for the journey these past 7 years.
Out on the open seas, you are not allowed to get any help from hand to hand, so to speak. But if someone throws things into the water, you can fish them out. You have to sail non-stop and cross all the meridians.
Musíte protnout všechny poledníky.
Petr will be sailing out with boxes of food rations, bread that should stay edible for almost 2 years, and food that he will warm by simply placing it out in the sun. He wants to keep supplied with drinking water by a process known as desalination, desalting seawater. His wife Ludmila says she's keeping her fingers crossed for him.
I know how hard he worked to make his dream come true, and I do think that he is well prepared, so I hope with all my heart that everything works out as planned.
Že by to měl zvládnout a hrozně moc bych mu to přála.
Despite the 7 years of preparation for the journey, Petr Ondráček says he realizes there are likely to be many hurdles on the way, but he is determined to fulfill this dream no matter what.
Neznám ještě Indický oceán a vím, že to tam není jednoduchý.
I do not know the Indian Ocean, and I expect that the stretch between the Cape of Good Hope and Cape Horn will not be easy at all. I will be sailing from Falmouth in southern England, past the Cape of Good Hope, Australia, Cape Horn, past the Azores, and then back to Falmouth.
Kolem mysu Horn a přes Azory zpátky zase do Falmouth.
Petr intends to set out on his round-the-world trip in mid-September. His hometown of Mokra is already so proud of him that it has awarded him honorary citizenship. Martin Chaloupka is also a well-known figure in his village of Krištofovo Údolí, or Christopher's Valley, in northern Bohemia. He, however, has no plans to leave. Instead, he is doing everything in his power to bring other people there. After a trip to Prague, he decided Krištofovo Údolí could do with an astrological clock like Prague's Orloj, and promptly set about building it. Thanks to him, the sleepy, picturesque village now boasts its own astrological clock, the third in the Czech Republic after Prague and Olomouc. The one in Krištofovo Údolí is naturally a more modest undertaking, but no less charming for that. The clock is actually installed in what used to be an old disused substation, and it took Martin and his helpers 2 years to turn it into a clock tower. On the hour, a wood-carved figure of a night watchman blows his trumpet, and a procession of 12 apostles appear in 2 windows, the entire show taking 2.5 minutes. Just as Martin wanted, the clock put Krištofovo Údolí on the map. 700 people, including the chairman of the Senate, attended the clock's official launch 3 years ago, and hundreds of people are now visiting the out-of-the-way village just to see it. Martin says new ideas never stop coming.
When I was a kid, my dad would shake his head and say, "Martin, you're a crazy boy. You will never do anything worthwhile." I think time has proved him wrong, and I would correct that a little. I think I will never do anything considered normal.
Orloj was just the beginning. Since there was no pub in the village, Martin turned his house into the local pub. Then he turned the local dumping ground into a mini golf course and opened the museum of 20 nativity scenes that he himself collected. He and his wife are now putting into shape the local graveyard where many of the graves belonging to Sudeten German families expelled from the country after the Second World War had been neglected for years. One of the villagers, Ivana Machalkova, is a big fan, but she says not everyone is.
He has a lot of critics, you know, people who are irritated by what they see as the commotion he causes. There is something going on around him all the time. He's always planning something new and getting people involved. But I think we should be glad because he is the driving force in this village and brings in the tourists. If he goes, there will be nothing left. He is behind every activity.
Martin Chaloupka says he can't help himself. He has taken the village to heart and says he is simply making use of its considerable potential.
This village is very dear to my heart, and I figured it needed something to bring it alive, to bring in tourists and money. It needs something to live off. So I started putting into practice all these crazy ideas of mine.
Tak jsem začal dělat takovýhle vylomeniny.
Most of us have a copy of Antoine de Saint-Exupéry's Little Prince at home. Maria Chapkova has a library full of them. She collects the publication in any language she can get her hands on. Today she has 229 copies in 140 languages. She says that in addition to the wisdoms the book has given her in the different phases of her life, and she claims that she constantly discovers new things in it, it has given her many friends from the international collectors community.
Jsem v kontaktu se zahraničními sběrateli, mám přátelé dneska ve Francii, v Německu.
I'm often in touch with other Little Prince collectors around the world. I have many friends in France, Germany, Italy, Spain and many other countries. I was delighted to get the Bosnian version of the Little Prince from a collector in Seattle in the US. When I was searching for a Romani version, a Japanese connector helped me out by giving me the name of a Hungarian collector who had it.
Japonského sběratele, který znal dámu v Maďarsku.
Like all collectors, Maria Chatková is always looking forward to the next coveted item, even if only in her dreams.
Nemám do dneška první americké vydání z roku 43, což je
dneska. I'm still missing the first American edition of the book from 1943, which I know to be available on the market, but it is simply way beyond my means. And I don't have the very first French edition from 1946, but I do have the 1948 one. But, you know, I tell myself that some dreams should stay what they are, just dreams.
Přání nechat jenom v té kategorii těch přání.